for the bad guy. I blast them.
What does it mean to say you're sorry?
It means that if you break something, you say you're sorry.
Mm-hmm. Good. What does it mean to apologize?
It means if you're bad to somebody else, you apologize.
Mm-hmm. What do you say when you apologize?
I apologize.
Uh-huh. Or? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
Okay, good. And what does it mean to remember?
I'll show you.
Okay. Just tell me in words. Just tell me in words. What does it mean?
I remember my ex's letter.
How do you remember it?
Because I've got it in my hand.
Oh, you mean you haven't forgotten it? Uh-huh. You remember it. Good. What if it's not in your hand? Let me take it. Put it in. Now, can you remember it now?
No.
You sure?
Hmm.
Do you remember your mommy's name?
What's Mary. Your mom?
And is it in your hands? How do you remember it? What is it? Tell me in words. How do you remember it?
In my mind.
It's in your mind. And can you see it up there in your mind? Are you looking with your eyes? You're looking for the word? Do you see it?
Yeah. And I see my ex and father remember. Got it!
Okay. You're too mean.
Oops,
you made a mistake.
An accident.
If ever you do anything bad, it's an accident, right? You ever do something bad that's not an accident? And you really mean it?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. What? Sometimes you really get mad at Mark, don't you?
Yeah, and then it's on purpose.
Right. And you tell me, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay. We talk about it. I got another one I want to ask you. We asked you about remember. How about, we talk about forget, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about understand? What does it mean to understand something?
I understand you.
But what does that mean?
Hmm.
I don't understand what it means. What does it mean?
Yeah.
No, it doesn't mean that. Think about what understand might mean.
This.
Oh, gosh, you're fussy. That is going to go meow and crawl. Okay, what is a dog?
A dog is a thing that has no choice. And when it wants to rest,
it's called. You know what that's called? Panting. It goes to the pant.
And they can't.
Mm-hmm.
They can't when they have to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And they crawl.
They crawl?
Yeah.
Okay, they don't walk like people, huh?
Just like I'm a puppy.
Just like you're a puppy, okay. And what about, what's a tree?
A tree?
Mm-hmm.
A tree is a thing that stands still and it leaves. Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Good. And it's big and tall.
It's big and tall.
And it has branches too.
And it has branches too.
Mm-hmm. What is water?
Water is a thing that you drink with and fish.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Fish swim in it. Mm-hmm.
Fish swim in it.
Good. So what is a belt?
Belt is a thing that you put on yourself. To keep up your balance.
Very good.
If I don't belt it up my belt on my belt.
Right. What is a chair?
A chair is a thing that you sit on to eat with.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When you're eating your food.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Just like I'm gonna sit on
Ross said, there's no difference if you come in here. I had said, if you come in here, you're going to get hurt. And Marcy said, there's no difference. And Ross said, there's no difference if you're going to come in here. Oh, wait, let me get some more background. I was pulling up nails on one of the floors after I pulled up the carpet, and there were nails all over. Okay, and then I said, if you come in here, you're going to get hurt. And then Ross said, there's no difference if you come in here. Right, Ross? And what he meant was, is that that's the only thing that will happen to you is that you'll get hurt. Nothing else will happen. And in other words, you'll get hurt for sure. And I told him, and what he meant was that you'll get hurt for sure. And he said, yeah, that's what I said. Isn't that right? But I already said. So he's been helping me cut out pieces of wood here. He's very good. I told Ross that when I get big and when I die, then I'll still think of him and he'll still be my little boy. And he said, yeah, because your mind will still be alive. How do you know my mind will still be alive?
My mother told me on that I want to live forever.
I want to live forever. Isn't that interesting? Very good. The mind is still... It's a nice program, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's a nice idea, too, Ross. That you could, your mind can live forever. It might be true, too.
That's so true.
That's so true, right? I guess you're right. It's Rebel. His real name is Rebel Soldier. It turned out that actually his real name was Rebel Commander, and I was wrong. Isn't that right, Rob?
Dad,
want to
see something better?
What's that?
Stop putting in this handle.
Yeah, but I can't do it. You're going to have to do that part. That's too hard for your dad.
Just look at his picture.
He doesn't use that gun. He has a different gun. You made a mistake. He has a long, thin gun. He doesn't have one with a round part. That's the AT-AT gun. Ross was talking about the tape recording. He said, is this the right one? Yeah, Ross was talking about the calendar. And he said, is this the right one? In other words, is it on the right month? And he said, do you want to put it on Bambi? And I said, no. This is the cute one. He said, okay, I don't want the right one. I want the cute one.
I don't want it. So you said, I don't want it moved, which is the first use of a passive participle that I can remember. In other words, I don't want it to be moved. And then what did you say, Ross?
That's me and.
Mm-hmm. Who? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Adam?
Yeah, that's who me and Adam saw on Robin Hood.
Really?
Yeah.
Would you like to go to a movie with Adam next week?
The next movie.
Okay. If we can find it, okay?
It's right after a mouse program.
Okay.
It's on the movie.
Okay. That's the movie theater, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to do my reading.
At the Disney one.
At the Disney Theater? Okay.
Is there only one theater?
Mm-hmm.
One store?
Mm-hmm.
One person?
Yeah.
One mill?
Right.
One person?
Mm-hmm.
No, not one person. You're tricking me, Daddy.
No.
Yes, you are. You're saying that there's one person in one car.
Where is the one person?
Well, you told me yes, and I wrote and you cheated.
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize that I cheated. Just tell me what you want me to tell you so that I know what your question is.
A lot of people.
A lot of people what, Ross?
A lot of people do things.
Of course a lot of people do things, but what's your real question?
That's my real question.
That's not a question, that's a statement.
That's not a statement.
Sure, it's a statement. A lot of people do things is a fact. You do things, Marky does things, Mommy does things, Eric
does things.
A lot of people do things. Now, what's your question?
Nobody.
You're getting me confused. You made me confused. You're not keeping your argument straight.
Nobody.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
What do you mean no one does things? You don't know how to do things?
My mind is broken.
Oh, that's fair. Why did it get broken? Because someone said somebody. Somebody said something silly.
No.
What?
And my head is broken.
What happened to it?
Somebody.
I banged you on the head and broke it?
Yeah.
Now you can't think anything, can you? Do you have anything, thoughts inside there anymore?
No.
Where'd they go? Up on the calendar? Don't you know how to use words? Oh, you silly Baba.
Because my mind is gone.
Oh. Does Mommy have a head? A brain?
No way.
How about Marky? He doesn't have one either? How about your daddy? Everybody in your family has lost their brains.
Like me. And like
him. Like him? Like all your friends have lost their brains too?
Yeah.
Who has their brains still?
Nobody.
Nobody. Everybody lost their head. No, maybe Marky still has it because he didn't lose his yet.
What?
Maybe Marky has his brains.
Huh.
He didn't lose them. No one hit him on the head.
I'll hit him on.
No, don't you dare. He's got good brains. Don't hurt him. He's got good brains still.
He finds his head on the door.
Maybe he'll lose his brains.
He did.
Are your brains okay? Marky? Marky?
Bad brains.
What's wrong with your brains?
Because they're bad.
Are they broken?
Broken.
Check them out, Ross. See if his brains are okay.
They're broken!
Are they really broken, Mark?
Yeah!
I told Ross, don't make a mess. He was pouring some 7-Up for his brother Mark. And he said, I didn't make a mess pouring, Dad, so I'm a good pourer. That's a nice example of a present progressive gerundive. Uh-huh. I told Ross that the batteries are running out on his tape recorder. Marty said, the batteries are running out, Dad. Ross said, when we brought the action figures this car and the action figures, one of the action fingers broke at preschool, and I said, yeah, one of the kids did it. And he said, yeah, it was Laura. It was one of Miss Lynn's kids who did it. Ross didn't want all this 7-Up, and so he poured some into Marty's glass. And then he reported to me, he said, I hope I'm not going to have to drink all of this, so I poured a little bit. I hope I don't have to drink all of this, so I poured a little bit into Marty's. And what he should have said was, I didn't want to drink all of it, and that's why I poured a little bit into Marty's. But I think the reason he said, I hope I don't have to, is he was seeking permission from me at the same time for not having to do it. Also, on the way back from preschool today, I think the 19th, I told Ross to ask what this big thing was. There was a carpet strip. What do you call it? Carpet edge finishing piece. And I said, don't touch it, Ross, because it'll cut your skin. And then he touched it. He said, I see what you mean, Daddy. It really is sharp. That's the first case of I see what you mean that I've ever recorded. And it seems to be used perfectly accurately the first time. Then he continued, asked me, well, what is that thing, Daddy? And I said, well, it's a carpet finishing strip. And I said, we're going to put it in between the dining room and the living room. He said, oh, you mean like the one between the two colors in the kitchen? At first I couldn't figure out what he meant, and he had it dead right. What he meant was that it's just like the finishing strip that we placed between the two vinyl pieces in the kitchen that we didn't have properly matched. Oh, that's right. I told Ross, I wish you didn't have such a bad cold, because we had a hard time eating Peter Rabbit. Well, if I have a sneeze, that won't be bad, because a real sneeze is what Peter Rabbit?
A real sneeze is what Peter Rabbit has to have.
Has to have why?
Because we want me to do a real sneeze.
When do you sneeze?
When I have a cold.
I see. Could you?
Yeah.
Okay, come on. Ross was telling me the time on the clock. He said it's to a dot. In other words, the clock, his little hand is on the dot of two.
Ross just finished doing his Peter Rabbit play, and he said, now can we do one of Star Wars? And Mary said, well, I don't think Miss Hudak is up for that. And Ross said, well, we could write one. We could write a play of Star Wars, and that would make Miss Hudak be able to put it on, because I'm saying that. Ross didn't say that, but that would allow Miss Hudak to be able to present it.
I asked Ross. I thought Ross said something. I said, what? And he said, nothing. Nothing real. I guess he's been saying that for a while, that if you ask him something, he says nothing. But that's the first time I've ever heard it.
You've never heard of nothing real.
But nothing. Even nothing. He usually doesn't say something. You ask him what, he says nothing. And then a little earlier, I was working on the car, and I told Ross, now stay away from here. And he came near and he smelled all the gasoline fumes. He said, so that's why you didn't want me to come over. And it's the first time, I think, I don't want to say it's the first time I've ever heard him utter the reasons that someone else has done something, but certainly the first time in any such fairly transparent way. The reasons why somebody else has done them, along with the fact that he did not understand the reasons before. That's really, in other words, admit that he had not understood before, and now that he now saw the reasons why.
Hmm.
And without you having said anything in between.
He's been leading up to this with, that's because, meaning that's why.
He still uses the cause for why, yeah.
But he's been leading up to that with that kind of thinking. Explanatory.
Explain why he does things.
Right.
This is the first case where he's ever noticed someone else's reason
yeah.
and verbally expressed someone else's reason for doing something that I can think of.
Ross said, Linus thinks he's so smart that he hears the big pumpkin, but all that comes is a big old Snoopy.
I told Ross that if he got real hungry, he'd speak Hungarian. And I said, that's a joke. You think it's a good one? He said, yeah. And then he said, hey, Dad, the yesterday people are coming in. And what he meant was the tomorrow people are coming in, but it was a joke. He was just making a silly joke on the idea by changing the word. That's very good. It also shows that he understands the difference between today and tomorrow and yesterday, that they're opposites of each other. He didn't say the today people. Yeah, very good. Do you want to tell another joke like that? Okay, see if you can make one up.
The Sunday people are coming in.
Very good. The God's Day.
Sunday. What's wrong with saying Sunday?
Okay.
Sunday. God's Day?
Yeah.
The real word is Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Ross, Marty was playing with the TV, and Ross said, Marty, it's not a toy. Well, Marty, first he said to me that Marty's playing with the TV, and he said to Mark, it's not a toy, Mark.
He's turning it off and on. Off and on, off right. And on.
Right, explain to me what he was doing with it. Ross was telling about the great pumpkin
Sally
story.
Said
and
Ross said,
Sally, Linus's brother, thinks he's so smart.
Sister.
Okay, tell the whole story, Ross. About
I told you, Ross.
Where is it? I just turned the tape recorder on. I didn't hear it.
Linus thinks he's so smart on the great pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Right.